Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Bluestone Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BSR and on the OTCQB under the symbol BBSRF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Jack Lundin. Now, Jack, we're recapping news that came out just yesterday. June 14th, it's infill drilling from this upper unit of the resource at the Cerro Blanco property in Guatemala. Now, before we get into these results, I want you to just remind everybody the, I guess, shift in focus here from what was initially looked at as an underground development from a feasibility study just a couple years ago, back in 2019, to now more an open pit scenario. That is why you were infill drilling this upper unit here of the resource. But again, just remind everybody that transition that's happening and how that led into the drill program for this year.
Of course, and thank you very much for having me. So as you said, you know, Cerro Blanco was previously contemplated as an underground mine development. However, last year we put the team in place to bring the project forward and advance it with our drilling, with our engineering, and with our execution plan for an underground development. But the success that we were having with our holes drilled from surface were showing long intervals of high grade and mineralization going to surface. And when you look at the geometry of this deposit, it really is a deposit that's much more amenable to surface mining methods rather than underground mining methods. And therefore, we did our homework. We looked from a technical and economic standpoint to see if it was viable. And then from a social and environmental aspect, we looked to see if it was viable as well by engaging with the authorities in Guatemala to ensure that this is a project that we could move forward with a new concept. So all of that culminated in a preliminary economic assessment that was released on February 28th of this year. And now we're rapidly advancing with our feasibility study and our permitting phase to really understand the project a lot better and, you know, a lot more robust as an open pit development concept.
Okay, let's go through some of these drill results then, because it was a fairly lengthy news release in terms of how many results you put out. A total of 52 holes were reported, comprising a little under 7,000 meters. Some of the headline numbers here, and I will post a link to this news release so you can get the full table, but some of the headline numbers, we're seeing 140 meters grading 1.1 grams per ton gold, 150 meters grading 0.8 grams per ton gold. There's also some higher grade intercepts like 30 grams per ton gold. That's over 7.6 meters. Now, again, this is at the upper portion of this resource. What are these drill results telling you about the potential here of this being that open pit mine and this being the early feed?
Right. So as we expected and as we understood the deposit to have mineralization that essentially went to surface, the focus for us was to really focus on that upper Salinas unit, because most of the high-grade veins appear to feather out and discontinue actually above the defined area that we had for the underground concept. So mineralization goes through that upper Salinas unit and near and to surface, and that upper cap is what we wanted to drill out, because we've well-defined the high-grade core, and now moving to an open-pit concept, we wanted to ensure that those first years of mine life had the mineralization and the grading that we were expecting, and we needed to make sure that we could move our resource from indicated to measured, so really tighten up that drill spacing and get a better understanding of the near-surface portion of the deposit. So we did. The important thing here was for us to, of course, fully understand and define at more detail the upper unit, because about one-fifth of the resource is contained within that upper Salinas unit. So we moved as much as possible of measure or of indicated resource into measured, and that's what we're targeting for the resource estimate that will come out. The update will come out within the next 4 to 6 weeks here. So that drilling campaign that we kicked off and have completed this year is really the focus on defining that upper Salinas unit and then using that to update the resource estimates that then leads into the feasibility study.
Okay, one more quick question here regarding the drilling and this upper unit. Can you just give a little bit more information in terms of the overall resource? What portion of that is contained in this upper unit? And just remind everybody what that overall resource is, please.
Sure. So right now, the resource that we had for the PEA is about 2.9 million ounces of gold. And what we're looking at is adding in some ounces with this infill drilling campaign. About one-fifth of the existing resource resides in that upper Salinas unit. So that's why it's very important for us to tighten up the spacing and define that region. And we'll be hopefully moving that resource estimate above 3 million ounces of gold when we come out with the update and finalize that update in the next few weeks here.
Well, Jack, as you move towards the feasibility study, which I believe is slated for early next year, are you going to do another round of drilling that will also feed into that? Or is this drilling and the updated resource estimate going to be all that you need for that portion as you move more to met work and to some of the engineering? What are the plans the company has as far as work for the balance of the year to get ready for that feasibility study?
Yeah, that's a great question. So met work is already ongoing. We have sent our samples up to the lab up here in Canada to understand the recoveries for that upper Salinas unit. And right now we have enough drilling. We've drilled out the deposit enough to update that resource. That will then feed into the feasibility study. So we do not have plans of drilling more for the feasibility study. However, we definitely have plans in the future, either towards the end of this year or early part of next year, to put together a drill campaign to look for brownfield expansion within the existing area that we have. And then in parallel to completing the feasibility study, we're also working on updating our permits, because we do have a 2007 EIA for the underground, but we of course need to update that for the open pit. So we're moving those two major activities in parallel. And by the end of this year, we'll have the results of our feasibility study and look to present that to the market either December or January of 2022. And then we're going to be moving forward with the plan to go into the construction phase next year in 2022. So a lot on the go right now, but so far things are progressing on schedule and on budget as well.
Okay, final point then. Just wrap us up with a little summary here on news flow. What investors should expect in the near term out of the company, especially in terms of key catalysts, please, Jack.
For sure. So we've got a corporate update that we'll be sending to the market within the next couple of weeks here, just outlining the progress that we've been making on the permitting, on the feasibility study, on our execution planning, and really all of the, you know, all of the work that's going into to advancing the project. And then following that, we'll have a resource estimate update, as we were talking to just recently here. So that's going to be a good update to remain relevant to the market, to show that we are improving the prospect of this project. And then towards the end of the year, we're going to be submitting our updated permits and finishing our feasibility study. And then in 2022, as I mentioned, we'll be looking at getting ourselves into the early construction phase so that we can continue moving the project forward with a goal of getting to first gold by 2024.
All right. There you go. Jack, appreciate this update. Good job on those drill results there in this upper unit. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get Jack to address those. Jack, keep us up to date on news. We'll bring you back on to keep everyone updated. In the meantime, have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot. Likewise, guys. Appreciate it.